Anti-Semitism is once again on the rise, and that should deeply concern us. Hatred towards Israel and the Jewish people is being expressed openly and without shame. How are we as Christians to respond? And does it really matter? Hello, I'm Uwe Betzing, Eastern Canada Coordinator with Bridges for Peace. Welcome to Israel Matters, a radio teaching series developed by Bridges for Peace Canada, where we explore the biblical significance of Israel and why it matters for followers of Jesus today. Today we will be hearing from Victoria James, National Development Director with Bridges for Peace. So without further ado, here's Victoria.
Hi friends. Victoria James, National Development Director of Bridges for Peace Canada, back with you to talk about the New Covenant. At the time of writing, we have just celebrated Jesus' sacrificial death, burial, and resurrection, breaking the power of sin and hell for those who acknowledge their need and welcome the gift of salvation. Hallelujah. Well, what was especially profound this year is that it has almost exactly coincided with Passover on the Hebrew calendar. Passover is one of the feasts the Lord calls my feasts. The Last Supper, the cross, burial, and resurrection happened during the Feast of Passover. Jesus and his disciples would be recounting the miraculous delivery of the Hebrew slaves from Egypt, which is celebrated on the evening before the first day at a special meal called the Passover Seder. It was during the Seder, which included four distinct segments where wine, representing joy, is partaken of, that Jesus declared these familiar words found in Luke 22. This is my body, which is being given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. And in the same way, he took the cup after they had eaten, saying, this cup, which is poured out for you, is the new covenant in my blood. I like reading the complete Jewish Bible because the terms are in context. The bread is matzah, the meal is seder, so there is no doubt about the occasion and the significance of the fulfillment in Jesus' death and resurrection. Not only was Jesus born at the same location the special Passover lambs were raised near Bethlehem, he was crucified at the exact hour the Passover lambs were slaughtered, and he died at the moment the slaughter ended, when the high priest would declare, it is finished. Jesus was in the tomb the following day. That was the Feast of Unleavened Bread, which is connected with hiddenness because it's the day of planting the wheat seeds for the harvest to come in 50 days. The third day of Passover is called the Feast of First Fruits, where the Israelites brought a sheaf of their barley crop to be waved before the Lord. Jesus was raised from the dead on the Feast of First Fruits, as Paul says in 1 Corinthians 15, but now is Christ risen from the dead and has become the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. There are many more parallels between Jesus and Passover, and indeed all the feasts. God's outstretched arm saved his covenant people from slavery and brought them to the covenant land with signs and wonders. But a sacrifice was required to atone for the sins of the people, because sin was a stain that could not be erased. But the new covenant in Jesus' blood saves us from slavery to sin once and for all, and open to all Jew or Gentile. Celebrating the Lord's Supper in no way cancels the promises made to Abraham's seed. We can see that there were several covenants before the new covenant: the covenant with Noah, not to destroy the earth by flood; God's covenant with Abraham to become a people and a land bearing his name; the covenant with Moses, including provision to expel the people from the land if they disobeyed and became idolatrous. None of these covenants nullified the former. Christian leader and theologian Malcolm Heading asked, which covenant is the most important? Most Christians would answer without pause, the new covenant. This covenant is precious and unique. But his answer is the Abrahamic covenant. The new covenant is the means by which we may fulfill it. Well, I believe that is food for thought until next week, when we look at the responsibility of being partakers of the new covenant.
Thank you for listening to Israel Matters. As we've heard today from Victoria James, God's choosing of Israel still matters for Christians, and it invites us to reflect on his faithfulness, both to Israel and to us. Visit bridgesforpeace.com to see how Bridges for Peace is helping Christians stand with the Jewish people in Israel and all around the world. Join us next time as we continue exploring why Israel matters for Christians today.